There's a battle raging in Londonderry over proposed changes to the town's zoning regs. On one side, the Planning Commission says Londonderry has to modernize its land use rules to encourage more housing and development and meet updated Vermont environmental laws. But a vocal group of residents say the zoning regs threaten their way of life and their livelihoods and say they'll work to vote down the more than 200-page document. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Joey Govert is hauling an aluminum ladder off the roof of his van as he gets to work with his partner at a job site in downtown Londonderry.
You want one of these, Frank?
Yeah, one.
Okay.
Govert's painting the roof and porch of a deli this afternoon. It's one of four different jobs he's taking care of today, racing around the mountain towns in the Londonderry area.
I do anything from carpentry to paint and staining, wallpaper, and I work in South Londonderry. I got jobs in Dorset, I got jobs in Wyndham, by the golf course, things like that, and we do clean up, yard work, anything we can to stay busy and survive. And it's not just 40 hours a week, it's 60 or 80.
Govert has been making his living off the second homes and businesses that cater to the ski and vacation industries since he got out of high school almost 50 years ago. And for a lot of that time, he says, it's worked for him. He raised a son, and he feels like he's part of the community here, among the residents who cut firewood, work in construction and landscaping, and run small businesses. He says all of that changed after COVID, as the number of people moving to the area spiked and home prices rose to historically high levels.
I think some of the main things that changed is that everybody's making this look like city now. And we're getting forced out with high rents. And I live off these people, but I certainly don't want to change Vermont.
The housing crisis that's affecting just about every corner of the state is especially acute in the Londonderry area, which is close to Bromley, Stratton, and Magic Mountain ski resorts. The median sale price of a home in Londonderry has increased by more than 60% since 2020, and an average home is selling for $439,000, according to Zillow. That's 10% higher than the statewide figure. So Londonderry, like a lot of towns in Vermont, including Stowe and Shelburne, is trying to change its zoning regs. Town officials want to encourage more home building and better manage the growth that comes with an influx of new residents. The Planning Commission recently released its first version of the new zoning regs, and a lot of what's in that report has Govert really upset.
Everything moves so fast, and they need to understand it's a great place and stop trying to change it so fast.
Along with reducing the lot sizes to try to spur more home building throughout town, the new regs also limit when people can cut and deliver firewood, what kind of lighting can go up around someone's property, and how long people can store cars or campers on their land. And Govert isn't the only person who has problems with the direction the new zoning regs might take Londonderry.
Hopefully there's enough people here to keep Londonderry the way it is, the way it's always been. It survived this long, it will, without none of you people forcing garbage like this on us.
That's George Adzima, and he was one of about 100 people who spilled out of every doorway in the Londonderry town office recently to voice their opinions about the new zoning regs at a select board meeting. The town's Facebook page has been active and ugly, and a select board member recently quit after a particularly raucous meeting. There hasn't been a lot of pushback on the new housing rules, which would allow for more home building throughout most of town. But folks like Adzima say the other proposed changes threaten working-class families who are already being squeezed by high housing costs, inflation, and limited economic opportunities.
You're going to tell me I have to put a special light bulb so I don't blind people driving down Hellespeak Road? No, you people going too far. Too far.
The tension between development and tradition is nothing new in Londonderry, according to Planning Commission member Dick Dale.
Any suggestion for positive change, and that's been this way anytime, it's us versus them. They're rich. We're not. We don't want change, even if it benefits us. That's it. That we don't want change because you're not from here.
The Planning Commission has been working on the new zoning regs for 6 years, and Dale says the town's existing regs are outdated. They don't reflect updates to the state's water and wastewater rules. They don't address short-term rentals, which Londonderry is trying to regulate, and they don't take on the housing crisis that's making it hard for businesses to find workers and making it hard for families to stay in town. So Dale says Londonderry has to change and realize that if it is to survive, then everyone has to give a little bit.
I've been told repeatedly in all of the time that I've been here is that I'm not from here. I came here, but I'm not entitled to make suggestions on ways of improving things, except they always fail to recognize that I am now from here. And if I can create storefronts that are back in business, and if I can create safety on the road, and if I can make sure that there's affordable housing. Why shouldn't I do that?
Dale is hoping things cool down a little in Londonderry. And he says there will be public hearings and opportunity to tweak things this way or that to try to get more people on board. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Londonderry.